Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about the best e-commerce platforms. That's a pretty big thing to do, Tim. What is the best e-commerce platform?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Well, according to stats, WooCommerce is the most popular. And so, in my opinion, overall, the WooCommerce is the best. We kind of have it broken down into different categories here. I think the best self-hosted e-commerce platform is WooCommerce. It's the most powerful, and because it is the most popular, there are so many different things, like integrations, different tutorials that will show you how to do different things, WooCommerce extensions that integrate with other platforms. So because it's most used, there's so much support and things that come along with that, third-party plugins and so forth. Should I talk about I want to hear your thoughts, and then we can talk about.
Oh no, man! You gotta let me talk, Tim. Yeah. You gotta let me talk.
You talk about this, and then we'll talk about the hosted platform next.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think WooCommerce is the number one e-commerce platform in the world. It's not a coincidence that it is owned by Automattic, the same company that owns WordPress, the number one website platform in the world. So they work really well together and stuff. WooCommerce is an insanely powerful e-commerce platform. The problem is whether or not you need something as robust as WooCommerce. If you have physical products, absolutely, WooCommerce is your go-to e-commerce platform. If you have digital products, however, and only digital products like Tim and I, I'm not so sure that I would recommend to use WooCommerce, even though WooCommerce can handle it. It's just probably a little bit more, and we're going to talk about our digital one. So I agree. WooCommerce is I'm putting it up there even above Magento. You know, Magento is enterprise level e-commerce platforms, and I think most websites that use e-commerce on the internet are not enterprise level, you know, they're not Amazons and stuff like that. So WooCommerce, for that reason, I think WooCommerce is better. Let's talk about paid hosted, or what's the word I'm looking for, Tim?
Yeah, hosted platform. One thing I do want to say, I got to be honest about WooCommerce. While I do love WooCommerce, and overall, I think them being bought by Automattic is a good thing. However, because it's owned by Automattic, they try to shove Jetpack down your throat, and you have to, they like push setting up a WordPress.com account like during the setup process of WooCommerce, which I'm not stoked about. I think it should remain, you know, more neutral, just like WordPress itself. But that's just my own opinion. I don't think that takes away from the power of WooCommerce, just something I've noticed that I think is not the best for the platform overall. So anyways, side note, had to say that, got to be honest. I think the best hosted e-commerce platform is Shopify. So WooCommerce is on WordPress, so it's open source. It's self-hosted. You can do what you want. However, that isn't always the best fit for someone. Sometimes you might need something that is more plug and play. Don't have to worry about finding hosting. Don't have to worry about doing all those extra technical things. And you just want something where everything's all in one. Well, Shopify is the number one platform for hosted e-commerce. In terms of market share overall, it doesn't come close to WooCommerce. But in terms of the hosted side of things, they are the number one. And so you get kind of everything all together. You do have to pay for different apps. They call them apps instead of plugins. And so it can get pretty pricey. People think that, oh, Shopify is only, you know, $29 a month. Well, it's really not. By the time you get everything you need, it usually costs a few hundred dollars a month on average for the different, you know, plugin or apps that you need to use to really have a high-featured, full-featured e-commerce site.
Yeah, and I think the only downside to that is, you know, the appeal to the Shopify is the small business owners who want to sell, who don't have a web development team. It's just easy for them. I will say this, there are a lot of WordPress and WooCommerce developers out there on planet Earth that can build a very good self-hosted platform that in the long run is going to save you a ton of money. When you're paying a couple of $100 a month, you're paying that forever. The problem is you don't own that. Shopify owns that platform. So when you want to move away, you've put in however many thousands of dollars into their platform. I would just encourage you to do some investigation on possibly doing self-hosted and stuff. So I think you'd be surprised in the long run if you do. If you're thinking long term and not immediate, yes, it's going to be more expensive right up front to have your own website built, designed. It's going to cost more. But in the long run, you know, it's going to cost nowhere near as much as Shopify would. If you, let's just say you have a Shopify website for 5 or 10 years, you know, and you're paying $200 a month, $2,400 a year, you know, over 10 years, well, you've paid $24,000 for your website. And guess what? You don't own it, you know, and it's not yours and you got to keep paying, you know. So now there is the argument that if it's profitable and it's making money, then there's an expense there and that's okay, you know, and you have to kind of decide that for yourself. So
yeah. And another drawback too is, as Ava mentioned, you don't own it. It's on Shopify's platform and it's what I like to call a walled garden. Same thing with Squarespace, same thing with Wix. It might look pretty. It might have a lot of cool features, but at the end of the day, you have to operate in their little walled garden. You can't go outside that. You can't do things unless they've designed a way for you to do it. Shopify has thousands of apps equivalent to WordPress's plugins, but there's still certain things that they allow you to do and don't allow you to do. With WooCommerce on WordPress, you have a good developer. They can do anything you can imagine. And so anything that you need to make your store more profitable, to help you increase conversions and make more money with your e-commerce site, you can do. Where Shopify, there has to be a way that they allow you to do that thing, whatever it is. So WooCommerce, you just have way more control over everything, the customer experience, you know, the back end, everything.
And last but not least, we wanted to throw this in there. Tim and I both host our e-commerce platforms on EDD, which is Easy Digital Downloads. They are strictly a digital, you know, e-commerce platform. So if you have digital products like software, ebooks, you know, something that you don't have to ship to customers, Easy Digital Downloads is a great alternative to WooCommerce and Shopify. So check it out. Not going to spend much time there. It's a very, very good platform. Tim, anything else?
No, I 100% agree. EDD is awesome for digital products, especially if you have some sort of software licensing built into it.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Why is WordPress open source and what that means for you? Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.